fuel for a possible stray shower like we've had overnight. The rain chance stays minimal. Some warmer temperatures over the next several days. Today, an isolated shower to otherwise partly cloudy to cloudy. Gusty at times, the upper 70s. Only 60s tonight. Patches of fog could develop. The winds are light enough. Then clouds come back tomorrow to partly cloudy, a spotty shower. Gusty too again for the day. The afternoon highs tomorrow near 80. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie.
Welcome to a brand new season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball all season with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of the show. And we always have great guests on, and we got four great guests today, so we're going to start with that. And, you know, we're going to have Gary Smith on the next segment. We have Al Groh, who's the general manager of the Royal Sonesta, and George Demas, who is the owner of Generations Hall. Talking about a lot of great Mardi Gras events coming up. But let's start with Susan Oakland, who's been on many times with me before, with the Henry Hartz Gala, which is coming up in March, just a little less than a month away, March 18th. And so, Susan, it's great to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me again.
Hey, and it's always a great event, and, you know, every year you guys do it. I think you were interrupted one year because of COVID, but, you know, the you switched venues, so we need to talk. I know a couple of years ago you did that, but you're going to stay with that venue, so we need to talk about it as well, and how people listening to the show can purchase tickets. So, and, of course, we want to know, of course, it's such a great cause, and so we need to know that as well. So give us a little synopsis of the Henry Hartz Gala.
Sure. The gala was started because our son was born with a heart defect, and we raised money to donate grants and to families traveling to New Orleans with heart babies, as well as to the community. We try to give back to Children's and Ochsner as well. And so it all goes towards heart babies and their families to make things better for them.
Yeah, and so... Yeah, and then you've got a fundraiser that raises money, which is so important for that cause. It's like you said, it's a great cause. I've been many times, and it's been a lot of fun. A lot of great people, really good people. You have a great band. I'm going to let you talk about the band. I see they're back with you guys this year. And always you have great food and drinks. So tell us a little bit more about what you guys have planned on March 18th.
Sure. The tickets are $75 a person. It is a 21 and older event. It's at the Alexander Room in Metairie. We have Snapper and the Fish Sticks is our live band. We have a silent auction, some raffles, casino tables, food, open bar. We will have a specialty bar with some specialty Irish drinks to go with the theme for this year. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's from 7 to 11 on March 18th, and we'd love to have y'all there.
Yeah, that band is fantastic. That's a great name, too, for a band, Snapper and the Fish Sticks. And they've been with you guys for so many years. All the years that I've been there, I remember seeing those guys. Also, you talked about the price of the tickets, which is a great price, I think. It's a great bargain for all you get with a great entertainment. It's a great cause, plus you get food and drinks. Tell us a little bit about how you could purchase tickets for this event.
Sure. You can go to our website, which is henryoakwindfoundation.org, and there's links on the homepage to buy tickets, sponsorships. If you can't attend, you can participate in the silent auction and buy some of the raffle tickets, even if you can't be there, if you'd like to donate. And, you know, there's information on the gala. There's a link to the gala site, and you can get all your information there.
Well, hey, it sounds great. And, Any? I know you talked also about the casino tables. That's important as well because you've done that in the last few years. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have some different varieties, roulette, craps, blackjack, poker, And it's just to give everybody something different to do while they're there, while the band's playing and the silent auction is going. And it seems to always be a crowd pleaser. People really enjoy that.
Yeah, so anyway, that sounds great. And I know you've done that for a while, and it's a great cause. So we want everybody to contribute and support the Henry Hearts Gala, which has been around for a while now. And Susan, you do such a great job with that. So before I let you go, again, mention the website and where our listeners could purchase tickets.
It's henryoakwinfoundation.org. And the link to our GiverG link, which is where you get the tickets, is on our homepage as well as under the tab for Henry's Hearts Gala.
Sounds great. Hey, Susan, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today. And
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always great to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you this year. And hopefully it'll be another great success. So keep it going. Thanks again for being with me today.
Thank you, and I'll see you March 18th.
Okay, thanks. That was Susan Oakwin talking about the Henry Hearts Gala, which is a great cause every year, and you got to support it. It's such and $75 is such a good price, and you get an open bar, and you get food, the Alexander Room, right off of Causeway there in Ridge Lake, and it'll be March 18th from 7 to 11 p.m. We got Gary Smith coming up in the next segment. We got Al Groh, the general manager of the Royal Sonesta, talking about greasing the poles, which takes place Friday, this Friday. We are on our way towards the weekend before Mardi Gras. And, of course, to kick off Mardi Gras weekend, we have the annual greasing of the poles, which is a traditional, very symbolic thing of the idea. They have a great event there at the Royal Sonesta, beautiful hotel on Royal Street. And obviously, they don't want you climbing up the poles on Mardi Gras weekend in the French Quarter and falling down, hurting yourself. So it's kind of symbolic with that. But it's also an important message, great entertainment. Kenny Lopez is, I believe, the MC, so we'll talk about that with Al. And then George Demas from Generations Hall will be talking about the Bacchus Bash, which is Sunday. Coming up again, it starts like early afternoon through late afternoon, leading up to the Bacchus Parade, which is the big deal on Sunday night. Some of these things going on in sports, and we'll touch base with Gary on that. The Saints still you're trying to figure out who the quarterback's going to be next year. Of course, starting, I believe, tomorrow, you have 2 weeks to do your franchise tag. So we'll see if the Saints participate in that. Remember, last year was Marcus Williams. So we'll see what the Saints do with that and other teams as well. And then after that, we started getting into free agency period, and we see where all those quarterback decisions, wide receiver. There's a lot of great wide receivers on the list, not a lot of great quarterbacks. And that's been the Saints' dilemma. So we'll talk with him about that. We've got that ugly incident yesterday, Michigan and Wisconsin, after the game. And, I've always said, even before that, I was never really a big fan of the Fab Four because I think they were one of the most overrated, underachieving teams, or whatever you want to call them, because I kind of feel like you can make that argument about the Chiefs as well. If they don't win another Super Bowl, that would, with all the talent they've had and the quarterback they have as well. But I kind of feel like the Fab Four, they've never won a national championship. Remember, they were 0-2, losing North Carolina and Duke in the championship games those years they were there. And remember, back then, you stayed at least 3 or 4 years in college. There was no one-and-done back then. And then, Weber got in trouble with the feds, with tax issues and things like that. And now here we go with Juwan Howard. Almost got into a fight last year after the end of a game. And here he throws a punch and hits a coach from the opposing team from Wisconsin. I think he should be fired. That's my opinion. I don't know what Michigan's going to do, but it's really embarrassing. I know they put out a statement. The AD called the Wisconsin people and the athletic director, the president, and apologized. But they got to do more than that. Regardless of what the Big Ten does in terms of that, what their discipline is, I think Juwan Howard needs to go. And he hasn't and they're kind of in a tailspin right now anyway, and it would be a way to get rid of him because you could fire him for cause for sure. That's embarrassing to the University of Michigan. They're already going through all these issues with years and years of supposedly hidden sexual harassment in the program. So Michigan's got a lot of bad PR going, and I think this would at least be a step forward to say, hey, we're not going to tolerate this kind of stuff. So we'll see what he thinks about that. I didn't watch any of the stuff over the weekend with the NBA All-Star Game. You know, regardless, look, hey, Steph Curry, you know, it's meaningless to hit all those threes and score 50 points in a game where they don't play any defense. Let's say you could have done that and won more championships in the NBA Finals when you kind of struggled in certain games. And it took injuries, and also it took Kevin Durant to win two of those three titles. So I was not impressed with that at all, you know, at the All-Star. And anyway, so I'll be in Tampa Bay for the SEC tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. Looking forward to that, going to Tampa. And hopefully LSU will right the ship. I know they did lose over the weekend, but I think they're in position where if they win probably two games, I think they could probably definitely be in the tournament. I think they're a little bit on the bubble right now, getting into the big tournament after they start off so well and then struggle lately. But we'll talk with Gary with all those issues, and we'll be back with more of In the Paint Live right after these messages. Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuda with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With 3 metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuda makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuda at 504-465-5353.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5555. 5800. Has anyone ever told you that you have a bulge or a herniated disc? Do you have numbness and tingling in your arms or your legs? Have you had an MRI done of your neck or lower back? You may be a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Kim Hong and Dr. Kim Trainer have over 30 years of combined experience in these disciplines. Please call them today at the Disc Centers of America at 504-263-2440 to schedule an appointment with convenient locations in Metairie and Gretna. Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
Hi, I'm Pat Swilling. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
All right, we're back here live on WGSO Radio, and it's interesting we're watching the monitor of that Michigan-Wisconsin, because I want to ask Gary about that, because I just gave my opinion. But Gary, did you have a chance to see that? Thanks for joining me, too, Gary Smith with the Associated Press and the Advocate. Did you have a chance to see that video?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so look, Michigan's going through other issues. You know, I don't know all the exact details, but I saw the Brian Gumbel had on HBO about the sexual harassment years and years ago, issues of whether Bo Schembechler knew what was going on, all that stuff. So they've already got to deal with that. This thing is so embarrassing. I think Juwan Howard should be fired today. I mean, he punches a coach from the other team. I think he hit him in the face. I know maybe what a close.
With an open hand.
Yeah. Regardless. Okay. Regardless.
I have some strong feelings on this. Not on him. I don't care one way or the other, honestly, about what happens to him. But I feel like this has been coming for a long time in college basketball, because I think the basic coaching behavior and contempt that they show during games and after games for each other is pathetic and embarrassing, and this has been coming for years. I've been tweeting about it. Coaches call – I mean, look, there's no excuse for what he did, and if they fire him, that's okay. That's justified. But – these coaches, I mean, the Wisconsin coach called an idiotic timeout. This happens all the time. He obviously doesn't like Juwan Howard. His excuse, they called two timeouts in the last minute. His excuse for the second timeout is that they were worried they were going to get a 10-second violation with the young players, and he wanted to reset the 10-second clock. They're up 15. But also, you watch the coaches with the drive-by handshakes. They don't look at each other. Coaches are yelling at each other after games. A lot of this is because of recruiting. Coaches feel like other coaches are cheating in recruiting. But these are supposed to be adults leading young.
Right.
Leading
well, that's
men,
a problem, too.
And they act like children. And so there's no – don't think I'm excusing Juwan Howard, because if you're a coach, you just cannot do that. You cannot. I don't care what the circumstances are. It's ridiculous what he did. But college basketball is by far the worst in terms of the way coaches treat other coaches and just the complete lack of respect and climbing. There was a couple of years ago, UCLA was playing Arizona, and Sean Miller, who's no longer coaching, didn't like UCLA's coach. I think it was Steve Alford at the time. They called timeout with like 5 seconds left and with a 10-point lead, and he spent the whole time just smirking and staring at the UCLA bench, strutting around, giving him a stare down. What is that? It's just garbage. And to me, this was coming, and it might cost Juwan Howard his career as a coach.
I agree. I think there's more to it than that. But right, regardless of whatever said or done, there's no excuse. But you're right. A Wisconsin coach didn't give a good. I mean, if you want to call a timeout and bring in guys who never get to play, I guess that's
okay.
Yeah, but to do that was right. And obviously, there was I think it might have been the same two teams last year where Howard almost got into a fight where no punches were thrown, but there was an incident with Michigan,
Iowa,
okay,
no, Maryland. I think it was with the Turgeon, the coach who's no longer at Maryland.
Well, but
yeah, no. And hey, just earlier this week, Juwan Howard walked on the court on a live play and picked up a loose ball when the other team was trying to run it down.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I forgot about that too. But the thing is,
got issues.
The thing is also about those guys, and I threw this out as well, is the Fab Four to me is one of the most overrated, disappointing, underachieving, whatever you want to call them, acts of all time. I mean, they got to the championship game, I think, twice.
Yeah.
We're not that.
I don't agree with you at all on that. They made the championship game twice. It's hard to do that. And here's what they didn't have. They didn't have any good three-point shooters, and it's hard to win in college basketball.
Yeah, but, I mean, they had the talent.
They had a lot of talent. They made the championship game 2 years ago. I mean, just saying, that's hard.
You got to win one. Well, that's like the Chiefs. I mean, they make four. And I was arguing with some people the other day, you know, whether it's Chiefs fans or not. And I know I'm a very critical guy. You know that. Everybody knows that. But to host the AFC championship four times and lose 2 out of 4 is not good. That's underachieving, especially when you have a better team. Well, no, all right. That was it. And watching the Super Bowl.
That was an embarrassing loss.
Yeah, but Gary, watching the Super Bowl it ended up being a dramatic. It's fine. They scored at the end, that kind of deal. But neither one of those teams was the best teams in their conference. So the Chiefs and the Bills and teams like that should be saying, we should have been Super Bowl champions. So that's why I say about the Chiefs, Gary, 4 years in a row, you let Tom Brady host when he was a Patriots quarterback. They didn't lose games like this. Much as I wasn't a Brady fan, he would not have lost games like that. That's
I agree with you. Brady never played a half ever in his career in a playoff like Mahomes played the second half starting with the last play of the first half against Cincinnati. And I agree with you totally. That was an embarrassing loss. And boys, Buffalo's wishing where was that, because I don't think there's any way Buffalo would have lost to Cincinnati. I don't think so at all.
And Buffalo might have won the Super Bowl because they might have beaten
them. They were the best team. But Mahomes played great that day, and the Chiefs were at home, and they were able to skate by. But no, that was an inexplicable, pathetic performance from the last play of the first half through the entire second half from the Chiefs, and you make a good point there.
Yeah, I'm willing to say right now that I predict the Chiefs Well, Mahomes and Rodgers will never win another Super Bowl. I believe that. I don't care if Green Bay has really been fine. They've done the right thing. Rodgers is a difficult dude. He's being difficult again because he's causing them a problem. What do they do with Devontae Adams now? Because they don't know what Rodgers wants to do. So he's already causing them a problem, but he has had so many opportunities in the playoffs at home, and Mahomes is the same thing. They're two of the same kind of guys, the most talented guys, and they're not Tom Brady. Neither one of them is Tom Brady, in my opinion.
If you just said that about 5 years ago about Aaron Rodgers, what you're saying about Patrick Mahomes, I think everybody would have said you were being ridiculous, and you would have been proven right.
No,
so,
I know.
I'm not gonna argue with you on that.
I talked to some Chiefs fans who were in town, and I told them that, and I said, look, I'm not. I like the Chiefs. I kind of pull for them, you know, along with the Saints, of course. And I said, I'm just giving you my honest opinion. But we only had a couple of minutes to go. The Pelicans, I think McCollum was a good pickup. We saw the story about Zion Williamson. There's a possibility he could come back. And obviously the national media was like, no, he might need another surgery. So what are you hearing about the rest of the season for Zion Williams?
The people I trust don't think he's coming back. Obviously nobody knows for sure. And I do, you know, I've kind of been on the fence about Zion, but I do think it's a bad look that he hasn't even talked to McCollum. I mean, this is a great pickup for a team. And there's some disconnect somewhere in here that how would Zion not have talked to this big acquisition that they've picked up? But I, at this point, would be surprised to see Zion on the court the rest of the year. There have been conflicting reports, but the people I trust the most tend to doubt that he'll be back this year. And again, it's like he's a million miles away from the team at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know where his head is.
All right, last question. We only got a minute or so left, but McCollum, I agree. I like him. He's a perimeter shooter. They need a guy like that. But is there a problem with his fit with Brandon Ingram? Because he's taken some shots away. They also lost a little depth in the rotation with the trade. Are you concerned about that they're going to have to make adjustments next year or during the offseason because it's not necessarily a perfect fit?
Yeah, I'm not concerned as much for next year. I am concerned for this year because it does seem like the fit, it's hard to adjust on the fly, and I'm not sure they end up making the playoffs at this point. They played two of their worst games in a long time in that stretch right before the All-Star break, even though McCollum was playing well. It's hard to adjust on the fly during a year. I don't really think it matters, but it doesn't really matter because they're not going anywhere if they make the play-in thing anyway. But I think, again, to me, the key is just you added a part who's one of the better players in the NBA down the road. And I can't, to me, that there's no way to make that a bad thing. You fit pieces around McCollum is the way that works.
Well, you got to figure out how to work those guys in together because Ingram's got a lot of talent as well. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, yes.
And then they've just got to, you know, maybe think about where Zion's place would be next year. Maybe, you know, because he's got that next year plus, and then he would have the option year, the player option, which he'll opt out, of course, and then they're going to have to pay him a lot more money. So we'll see how that goes. Hey, Gary, thanks. Good talk, good debate on those different issues today.
Always good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, thanks. That was Gary Smith. Good stuff there. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back for the second half of the show. Again, we got Al Groh talking about so we're going to basically talk about two great events. The traditional Mardi Gras events, the Royal Sonesta's greasing the poles on Friday morning, breakfast time. And then, of course, on Sunday during the day, we got Bacchus Bash at Generations Hall. We'll be back with the second half of the show right after these messages.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. Get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jim Folstone, Jim Folstone.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Monday, Thomas Renz joins us. He's an attorney with America's Frontline Doctors. Got some shocking information about vaccine side effects in the military. And we'll also talk to Chad Rogers of TheDeadPelican.com. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Belarus, part of what Washington now says is a force numbering between 169 and 190,000 troops in the region. And just as the UK has decided to lift their COVID restrictions, Queen Elizabeth II has tested positive for coronavirus. The 95-year-old is still experiencing mild cold-like symptoms. She intends to continue her light duties from Windsor Castle. Prince Charles tested positive earlier this month, followed by his wife Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Girard, I'm here with George D., a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. There wasn't anything that could relieve them quickly except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20.
The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Governor Edwards says he's carefully examining the congressional legislative PSC and BESI maps the state legislature approved. Edwards is concerned none of the maps reflect a growth in the African American population by adding more majority-minority districts. ULM political science professor Joshua Stockley says the governor can veto these maps.
He has indicated his opposition. However, he hasn't said outright whether he would veto these maps or not.
A shooting at a club rental in Alexandria kills a 17-year-old male and injures two others. Alexandria police spokesperson Lieutenant Lane Windham says they were called to Club 318 just before midnight Saturday after shots were fired inside the building.
We're trying to figure out exactly what prompted the shooting and how many shooters was exactly involved, if it was one or more than that.
A 16-year-old and a 19-year-old were also shot, but their injuries are non-life-threatening. LRN.
There's a party here in Louisiana. It's that time of the year. Well, I got you. Carnival season is in full swing. Y'all know what that means.
That's right, man. We've been waiting all year.
It's time for beads, bling, and Mardi Gras scratch-offs from the lottery. Whoa! Play Parade of Prizes. Got all the excitement of Mardi Gras, and you could win up to $4,000.
That'll buy a lot of beads. Hi!
Yeah, you're right. And if you want to double your cash, then pick up Doubloon Doubler with a top prize of $12,000.
Double the cash? That's big easy money.
There's nothing like Mardi Gras and nothing like Parade of Prizes and Doubloon Doubler. Hey, where you going?
I'll holler at you. Gotta go pick up my lottery Mardi Gras scratch-offs.
I know that's right. Play Parade of Prizes and Doubloon Doubler today. Let the good times roll. Must be at least 21.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuda with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With 3 metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuda makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuda at 504-465-5353.
Before you pay that other pest control company, they are, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan called DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-455. 5800. All right, we're back for the second half of the show, and let's get to my next guest, who I've seen many times. We haven't talked that much, we have seen each other many times. He's the general manager of the Royal Sinister, Al Groh. So, Al, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
How are you? How's everybody doing today?
I'm doing great, man. I think we've talked here and there, but it's always when you have that event going on, you have to talk to so many people, and I want to get out of the way. So and let you do your thing. But my question to you, in terms of course, another season of the greasing the poles is a tradition. How far this goes back? What's the genesis of it? I've never gotten a full explanation, so I'm going to ask you that today to give us some little background on the history of greasing the poles.
I'd love to. You know, this is something that was born out of necessity and has developed over the years into what it is today. Back in the early days of the hotel, which is 52 years old, we would grease the poles out of necessity because of our wonderful balconies that everybody wanted to be on during Mardi Gras, and it's always good to be above than on the street. So people would, if they didn't have, those are rented rooms up there, so what people would do is they would shimmy up those poles and invade these rooms. So we started greasing them out of necessity, and we actually greased them twice Friday. We still do the same thing. We grease them Friday, and then we grease them on Monday because to make sure that it's fresh grease for Fat Tuesday. But a reporter came by while we were doing the greasing and started asking questions. You know, why are you putting these grease on these poles? Why are you doing this? And so we wound up talking about it and talking about it on air. And so then it became more and more over the years of a ceremony where we would grease the poles and the photographers would come. And from there, through the years, it's grown into what is now the greatest kickoff event in the French Quarter for Mardi Gras weekend. We start at 10 a.m. On Friday, always the 10 a.m. for Friday, where it's over within an hour, and right in an hour that we do the entire contest and ceremony. And we now do, we have a greasing contest among 4 contestants. Every year they change. And we have esteemed judges that will judge them. And that they grease the poles for style, and the judges will vote on them. And we also have a People's Choice Award. So we basically point to the person and we ask for applause. And so we have 2 different awards. And it's just lots and lots of fun, lots and lots of giggles. and then you're done before lunch. So a lot of people come, enjoy the festivities, and then head off to their favorite restaurant for that certain Friday afternoon celebration.
Well, I know Galatoire's. I was at their auction, so I know that they do the Mardi Gras auction develops into that Friday before Mardi Gras, so you could go to the Greasing the Poles and then head to Galatoire's for your lunch, which is a great New Orleans tradition. I know you have Kenny Lopez. I saw Kenny the other day at an event, and he was talking about he'll be back there emceeing, so he's a great guy to have. And you've got – can you give us like a hint as who maybe the possible contestants or judges would be this year?
Oh, sure. We have for our contestants – we have Greg Cotta, aka Gregisms, local school teacher and social media influencer. We have Stephanie Kaufman, owner of Moe's Mary and Me. They make satirical patron saints candles. We have Mamie Dam. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. She works for with Trixie Minx Productions and is a performer. Tammy O'Shea, chief marketing officer for Fidelity Bank. She was the winner of the virtual greasing that we did last year because of COVID. We did it online last year with not a live audience, and she was the winner. So we thought we'd give her a little moment in the sun, and she's returning to show off our stuff.
Tammy's great, great person. I love Tammy.
Yeah.
Good choice.
And she had a great time last year, and she did a wonderful job. So she was thrilled to come back and do her stuff once again, this time in front of the hotel where we stage it. Judges, we're very, very happy to have Arthur Hardy with us for the first time. Everyone knows Arthur. He's the renowned Mardi Gras historian. And so he was just glad that we got in touch with him. So he's coming this first time. He's written about us before, but this time he'll be right in the middle of it. Trixie Minx will be another one of our judges. David Mora, known as David Nola, renowned photographer and social media influencer. And Amanda Smith with Moet Hennessy, and we call her the Queen of Bubbles because she's the divisional marketing manager for Moet Hennessy USA. And so she'll be there as well participating. And they all have different roles that we do in the performance. We'll have live music by Leroy Jones and the original Hurricane Brass Band. We will have the King and Queen of Zulu there to be introduced. We will have the crew of Namtak, the Queen of the Mardi Gras Indians. We will have the Marie Antoinettes. And it's sponsored by Moet Hennessy and Belvedere Vodka. So we do this all in an hour, and it's quite a tight, fun production. And Kenny, of course, is the makes it with his personality, always makes it fun. Kenny was a former participant. In fact, he won it back in 2020 as a participant. So, and I remember that performance. You can probably catch it on YouTube.
Hey, I just saw him at the French Quarter Fest press conference, so that was good news too. So we're getting back to hopefully back to business, and hopefully not only is it a great symbolic event, it's the history and all that stuff, but it means we're getting back to, let's get some business into the French Quarter, more and more business. That's so important because you guys have one of the great hotels in the Quarter, but the Quarter is the engine for the city, so that's a good thing as well, that you bring all these people into the Quarter, as many, and then they'll enjoy the event, which is a great event, plus they can spend some money at restaurants and all that. So I think it's just a great thing to have back, and we need to keep it going every year. It's such a great, Al, it's one of my favorite events to go to.
Well, that's wonderful, and I'm happy to report that we are very, very close to selling out. We have a few rooms left, but we're very close to selling out.
Well, that's great.
And I'm hearing from the other hotels the same thing, so that's good news.
Yeah, that's great. And again, everybody's welcome to come out there on the street, on Royal Street, to watch the performance and take
Bourbon
pictures.
Street.
Right. I mean on Bourbon Street. Right, on
there
Bourbon
you go.
Street. That's right.
Yeah.
The back of it's on Royal. Right.
There you go. Yes. So we'll have the whole block blocked off early in the morning. So come early and enjoy. You know, we'll have the bars open. If anybody needs a cocktail before the show, we will have the bars open. And we're just thrilled as punch to be back in business. And you're right. You mentioned that the other events will follow. This is the kickoff of Right after this comes St. Patrick's Day. We have the Final Four this year, and we have, of course, all those wonderful festivals in starting in April, and they actually go throughout the spring, French Quarter, Jazz Fest, et cetera, and with the Final Four being a wonderful thing right in the middle of it. So it promises to be a great spring season. And, you know, my experience has been the world changes every 2 weeks. Let's not let it change much more. Let's go forward.
No question. Hey, it's like the christening of Mardi Gras weekend, a great way to start, and let's roll from there. So, hey, I know you guys always have great success, great crowd. So it'll be great to see you guys in person, and, you know, after we took a year off. So, Al, thanks for joining me this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I enjoy it. I'll encourage your listeners to come down.
Absolutely. We will do that. Thanks again, Al. Have a great week, and hopefully everybody will be a big crowd on Friday morning at 10 a.m. in front of the Royal Sonesta.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. That was Al Groh, the general manager of the Royal Sonesta. That is one of my favorite events. So everybody come down there on Friday morning. I know people are not really working on Friday before Mardi Gras, this Friday, and have a great time seeing the greasing of the poles. We learned a lot about that as well. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the show right after these messages. Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With 3 metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuta makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuta at 504-465-5353.
This is Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5555. 5800. Has anyone ever told you that you have a bulge or a herniated disc? Do you have numbness and tingling in your arms or your legs? Have you had an MRI done of your neck or lower back? You may be a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Kim Hong and Dr. Kim Trainer have over 30 years of combined experience in these disciplines. Please call them today at the Disc Centers of America at 504-263-2440 to schedule an appointment with convenient locations in Metairie and Gretna. Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
All right, we're back. Final segment. And let's get to another great event, another great guest. Bacchus Bash every year, of course, precedes Bacchus on Sunday afternoon at Generations Hall. Everybody knows where that is. Andrew Higgins, between Chapultepec and South Peters. And we got George Demas, who's the owner, on with us right now to talk about that great event. So, George, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Great to be with you, Mitch. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And, of course, we just talked about greasing the poles, but we also have Bacchus Fish. We have so many great events that precede Mardi Gras Day that kind of lead into a great kickoff to that weekend. And so you guys have great music. You got music indoors and outdoors and always a great crowd. So tell us a little bit about what you got planned this year.
Yeah, well, this year, you know, so we're expecting unprecedented crowds, like just like everywhere else in the city, is we have our phones been ringing off the hook for really, literally the last 3 weeks. We're expecting, you know, well over 2,000-3,000 people over the course of the day and night. And, you know, the doors open at noon. And so we'll get a lot of pregame stuff for paraders, going after the day parades, and then a lot of free gamers corner getting ready for Bacchus, and then post game after those events. So there's a block party, as you mentioned, from pretty much Chapultepec to South Peters. So we'll block that off. We've got exterior outdoor bands, and then indoor we've got DJs. So entertainment, the Molly Ringwalds, Top Cats Category 6, indoors Manny Fresh, DJ Tap and DJ Wicks, food vendors, and we also have a VIP area. So the event is open to the public, but we will have VIP sections available too, and you can get those tickets at themetronola.com.
Yeah, I was saying the VIP, you get an open bar situation. You can get that indoors as well as in the Generations Hall and outdoors as well. And let's hope that we have a beautiful day. I think that it's supposed to be nice on Sunday afternoon, so it should work out well for you guys. And then you have all that great music, all those bands that, you know, you think about the Molly Ringwalds and Top Cats and all those bands. Everybody loves them. I've been so many times, and the crowd goes crazy. So talk about what else, like food vendors, for example, how that works.
Yeah, we've got Lakeview Harbor Grill, and then Mucho Mas is coming. So they'll have food trucks and then locations throughout the facility, which we're also probably going to do a specialty drink as well. So we're not really sure exactly what that is, but it's going to be good. And we're just really, Mitch, we're expecting, you know, huge guys. And like you said, the long-term forecast, but looks really good, is going to be nice. You know, low 60s and sunshine, maybe a little small chance of showers early in the morning. But it's not going to stop any of us. We're all psyched and ready to go.
Sounds good. Hey, and again, mentioned before we let you go, it's free, the general admission. But if you want VIP, give us the information how you can purchase those tickets.
Yeah, absolutely, Mitch. So the whole event is free and open to the public. So please come on. But there are VIP tickets available. You can go online to themetronola.com, themetronola.com, and purchase tickets there.
Hey, sounds great. And it's always a great time. I think I haven't missed too many unless I was out of town. So I'll be there this year.
Don't miss this one.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. So I look forward to seeing you there, buddy.
Okay, man. Take care. Thanks, George. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Mitch.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so that was George Demas talking about the Bacchus Bash. So let's recap. We had Susan Oakwin talking about the Henry Hartz Gala, March 18th, 7 to 11, the Alexander Room, right off between Ridgelake and Causeway. We had Gary Smith talking about the Saints and the Pelicans and the issues with that little skirmish there, Michigan, Wisconsin, in college basketball. Al Groh was just on with us in the segment before, the general manager of the Royal Sonesta, talking about greasing the poles. Friday starts at 10 a.m., and that on Bourbon, as you face the balconies of the Royal Sonesta, which goes all the way back to Royal Street. And you'll get to see the greasing of the poles, the judges, the participants. There'll be bars will be open right there. Royal Sonesta has their own bars. And then you can go on your merry way if you're involved with the Galatoire's auction and purchase the table. You go have lunch over there. Good guys over there, Billy and Melvin over at Galatoire's, and Reggie, of course. And then Sunday, Generations Hall, Sunday afternoon, starting at noon, all the way till Sunday evening, through Sunday evening. They have it blocked off between Chapultepec and South Peters on what's that street called? Andrew Higgins Drive between Jeff Day, between P. Peters, South Peters, and Chapatoulas, and a great time. They'll have DJs inside, bands outside. You go on their website, you can purchase the VIP tickets where you get free drinks, open bar, and you can do that inside or outside as well. So that's all the stuff going on. Again, we said that the franchise tag begins tomorrow for 2-week period, so NFL teams have to make that decision. Free agency's coming up in a few weeks. We got the draft in April, and the combines are coming up as well. So we'll find it. I talked to Doug Miller over at the Family Graw, and he's excited about the season. It's going to be a different situation because right now we don't know who the Saints quarterback is. We have a new coach for the first time since 2006 in Dennis Allen, the head coach. I still believe that they should have gone in a different direction and moved and got an offensive type mind to coach the team and try to convince Dennis to stay as a defensive coordinator, but they decided they wanted stability and they wanted to keep him in-house like that, and so we'll see how it works. You never know until they play the season out. We'll see how it goes, but they do need to get a quarterback. I think they should draft a quarterback. That's my opinion. I like a kid from Howell from North Carolina. Most people don't agree with me, but I've been right here and there, so I feel good about my predictions and my advice, for example. So we'll see how that goes. The Pelicans, interesting, like we talked with Gary Smith about, is that a good acquisition in getting C.J. McCollum because they needed a perimeter shooter, a consistent perimeter three-point shooter, but he's taking shots away from Brandon Ingram, so they got to figure that out, although it's hard to do that when you trade for a guy, right before the All-Star break, which is really basically almost the final third of the season when you look at the number of games played, the 82 games. So they got to figure that out, but I think they could work together. The question is going to be Zion. I don't think he's probably going to play this year. It doesn't look like it if you read the national media reports. Regardless of what you heard from some of the local media, I think they were being a little overly optimistic on that. But we'll see for next year, because Zion would have next year, and then he would have one more year where he had a qualifying offer. So he has to play one more year. Then he has a qualifying offer the final year if he turns it down, which I think he will, and then they have to negotiate a contract. The Pelicans can pay him more than anybody else, but we're always nervous because of Chris Paul and Anthony Davis, whether one of these superstar guys is going to want to stay in New Orleans. So we're always concerned about that. So we'll see where that goes. And if it can't be worked out, can you trade this guy and get value for him? But these guys got to play. Like, he's got to start playing next year. Thomas, Mike, the question about Mike Thomas with the Saints is, how do you trade this guy, which I think they're eventually going to have to do. If he hasn't played in so long, you've got to show he's still got value. So that's my concern about when you have great athletes who have shown they're great, but they have not played for a while. And if you have to move them, you've got to play them somewhat to give them more value. Otherwise, you're just cutting your losses. So we'll see how that goes. I still think Juwan Howard, regardless of what was said, and I don't disagree with Gary said about coaches' contempt for one another. You can't throw a punch at another coach and hit another coach and keep your job. I think he needs to be fired. And I still think the Michigan Fab Four was one of the greatest underachievements. Regardless of whether they made the national championship game, they could have won either one of those games and did not do it. And they've been in trouble here and there, with Weber and his issues, and Jalen Rose has always got something going on with him, and now Juwan Howard almost got into a fight last year. Now he throws a punch this year. It's just been a lot of problems with the Fab Four, and that's my opinion. But anyway, we're going to take off next week because it's London Grow. We'll be back in 2 weeks, hopefully at the Hilton, and we'll start talking seriously about college basketball as we get to March Madness. The conference tournaments start after Mardi Gras, the first week of March, and then the second week of March, I'll be in Tampa Bay for the SEC Championship Tournament in downtown Tampa, and hopefully LSU can make a roll, and congratulations to Coach Celeste at UNO. He becomes the all-time winningest coach in UNO basketball history, so that's great news. A great guy. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Have a great Mardi Gras.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jim Foster. He's a man of integrity. Jim Foster.